This is Fresh Air. Throughout the Democratic National Convention, our TV critic David Bianculli was watching and recording seven networks at once. His verdict? TV coverage this year is just as unconventional as the presidential race itself.
In 1976, the last time a Democrat ran for president and won, I was able to cover TV's convention merely by watching CBS, NBC, and ABC. They did so much back then that not even PBS got very involved. But since then, cable TV has exploded, and the fortunes and audiences of CBS, NBC, and ABC have sort of imploded. In 1992, CNN has done the wall-to-wall coverage the networks used to do, while C-SPAN, sticking to the podium speeches, was the true network of record, something that got the commercial networks off the hook. And as a cost-cutting effort, the NBC team, including Tom Brokaw, showed up on PBS while waiting for its own network to clear time on NBC. You also had Comedy Central getting into the act, trying to do to convention coverage what Mystery Science Theater 3000 does to movies. In other words, ridiculing them instantly and constantly. Counting the trim-backed primetime reports by CBS, NBC, and ABC, that made seven different networks offering live convention coverage. And I'm not even counting the news briefs and features from MTV, the roundtable discussion on black entertainment television, or Dr. Ruth, working as a floor reporter for the Nostalgia Network. What happened with convention coverage this year is the same thing that's happened with the presidential campaign itself. It's escaped from the evening newscasts and network specials and spilled out all over the place. And from CBS to CNN, everyone is analyzing and criticizing campaign ads and photo opportunities rather than airing and accepting them at face value. Almost everybody in the process, from Comedy Central's Al Franken to CBS's Dan Rather, feels this is a good thing. When it comes to covering the candidates in the convention, the more the merrier. I agree, and there's a sense of balance when it comes to unscripted remarks on the talk shows. And speaking of more and merrier, nothing's fascinated me more this week than Tom Brokaw's live conversations via satellite with Jay Leno on The Tonight Show. During these nightly segments, Leno's interest in politics dovetailed perfectly with Brokaw's sense of humor, which, on the NBC Nightly News, is understandably stifled. After the first night of the convention, Brokaw laid out the Democrats' goals like this.
Democrats are not nearly as much fun when they try to behave. I mean, that's part of the problem. And they came here. They came here determined to present a new image to the country. And what they want to do is pretend that they can come to the dinner table and eat with a knife and fork and have table manners just like everyone else. And
last night, his remarks about Perot were very, well, let's just say undiplomatic.
It is a little hard to figure out the parallels. He said one of his heroes is John Wayne, and this is the political equivalent. As soon as the bad guys show up, John Wayne says, "See you later, guys. You're on your own. I'm out of here." I don't know. I think it just turned out to be a more taxing proposition from a personal point of view than he expected. A friend of mine once said about American politics, if you want to run for president, you have to be prepared to go into the busiest intersection in town at high noon and take a bath in public. And maybe Ross Perot didn't want us to see his tiny little body at that hour.
Really, really.
What's going on here exactly? Al Franken said it best in his opening night intro to Comedy Central's sarcastic coverage.
It is perhaps fitting that Comedy Central is bringing you almost twice the coverage of any of the major broadcast networks, living as we do in an era where the wall between news and entertainment has been eaten away like the cartilage in David Crosby's septum.
But that's not necessarily bad so long as these efforts add to, rather than replace, serious coverage by TV news organizations. It's interesting that the talk show fever infecting presidential candidates this year has spread to Brokaw and certain others as well. And the way I see it and watch it, you can learn a lot more about the candidates and the news people in these informal settings than in a lot of stiff and formal debates. Which reminds me, tonight on CNN, Larry King's guest is Ross Perot, and you can bet the calling questions he'll get today will be a lot more direct and revealing than the ones he fielded from reporters in his live TV press conference yesterday. And next month, the Republicans get their chance in a convention likely to be covered just as creatively and differently as this week's Democratic convention. In 1992, TV is providing terrific opportunities to get to know the candidates and non-candidates a little better. You just have to know where to look.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously. This is Fresh Air.